Welcome to our online Apostolic Assembly of Jesus Christ's Sunday School class. As we continue to live in these difficult times, I encourage you to use the website coronavirus.gov and the cdc.gov for all your questions and updates regarding this virus. Along with your news on the TV and online media, you'll be able to get all the information you need and the direction and guidelines that we should be following. All right, we're going to continue on in our Bible study in 2 Samuel chapter 22 and on question 7. And we'll read the question first and then the verses of scripture. The question is, our victories, like David's victories, come from God. How do these verses help you at difficult times? What does it mean in verse 34, He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places? And turning to 2 Samuel chapter 22, reading verses 29 through 34. For thou art my lamp, O Lord, and the Lord will lighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through a troop, by my God have I leaped over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? God is my strength and power, and he maketh my way perfect. He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and setteth me upon my high places. So we see that each one of these verses of Scripture we can take and look at to see how they can help us through these difficult times that we live in today. And that's how I want to teach this Bible study today. I want to look at each verse of Scripture and then compare it with another verse of Scripture in the Old Testament and the New Testament. So we will be going back and forth. So save your spot here in 2 Samuel, bookmark it, 2 Samuel 22. The first scripture we want to turn to today is in Psalms 119 and verse 105. Psalm 119, verse 105. And once again, David teaches, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. God's word is a light. God's word is that lamp. God is our light, our lamp. And we understand from the Old Testament, they used the light of a lamp continually. It was a very commonplace item. And it always lit the area that they were at. Wherever that lamp went, it could light that area and that next step that you could see where to place your feet. And God does the same for his people. God's light is still here with us. Just because we're home quarantined, God hasn't changed. God's light is still there in your home with you, everywhere you are. If you're a healthcare worker, if you're a maintenance worker, if you have to go out and work on the job for whatever reason, God's light is still there with you. So David tells us his word is that lamp to our feet and a light to our path. He lights the next step for you to take. He lights your steps according to his word. And that's very important to remember. He's not going to lead you in a direction that's away from his word, only toward his word and his ways. So turn back to 2 Samuel 22 and verse 30. For by thee I have run through a troop, by my God have I leaped over a wall. Now that's very descriptive. And I always love when we read that scripture and visualize running through a troop and leaping over a wall. We have the ability to do that through our God. My visual image that I use is the Navy SEAL team, because I watched a documentary just recently that referenced them. And on that documentary, it just showed their resolve, their training, their never giving up for the goal that is set before them. And that's how we are with God. That's how God's people are. That's why he tells us that we can run through a troop and we can leap over that wall. And right now, our troop and wall is a coronavirus and quarantine and social distancing, things we have to do, but we can do them through Jesus. So turn with me to Romans chapter 8 and verse 35, New Testament. Romans 8, verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword, or coronavirus, or social distancing, or quarantine? Can any of this separate us from the love of Christ? No. No. And Paul taught the same thing. Drop down to verse 37. He says, nay, which is no, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Through him, Jesus, that loved us. We are able to conquer our fears, conquer our being alone, because we're never truly alone when we have God by our side. God is there with us in our homes. God is there with us wherever we're at, on our jobs, for those of you that still get to go and work. So we're never truly alone, but we can be more than conquerors, able to run through the troop, and able to leap over that wall, because God lights the way on how to do it. Turning back to 2 Samuel 22 and verse 31. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. And this tried here, original, means proven. Proven. He is a buckler, which also means buckler, a shield, to all them that trust in him. And there's the key words together. He's a shield if you trust in him, because you have to trust in him to have that shield, to believe in that shield. So let's turn to Matthew chapter 5, New Testament, and verse 48. Matthew 5, 48. And look at a scripture that, what does Jesus say about being perfect? Because it's taught throughout God's word, how to be perfect. Matthew 5, 48. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. And I ask you, how do we be perfect? How can we be perfect? What's Jesus saying here when he says, be you perfect because your Father is also perfect? Go to verses 43 and 44 in the same chapter, and Jesus actually tells you how you are perfect. Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 and 44. Ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. Old Testament. But I say unto you, now we're in the New Testament that we live in, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. This is the day that we live in. All of these things can happen very easily to any one of us. On our jobs, in the grocery stores, for those that have to that go to the grocery stores and pick up groceries for other people. If you cough in public, if you sneeze in public, I think we're all going to be a little paranoid and want to avoid you. I have chronic allergies, and I don't want to go in public because I know people will think the worst. It's just human nature. So to protect other people and protect myself, I self-quarantine also. So what's Jesus saying here when he says, but be perfect? He tells us in these scriptures, he says, by loving your neighbor. Loving your neighbor. That is how we are perfect in God's eyes. Loving one another. Doing for one another. We can practice this every single day, even though we're quarantined. Let's turn to Psalm 33 and verse 20. Back to the Old Testament. Psalm 33, verse 20. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Our soul waits for the Lord. We are quarantined, we are social distancing, and we are waiting for the Lord. And while we wait, he is our help and he is our shield, our protection against negativity. But he tells us to redeem our time. Even though we're home, quarantined, we redeem our time. By how? How can we do that? We're stuck home. Well, there's all kinds of different ways that we can redeem our time for God. Praying. Prayer should always be at the top of your everyday to-do list. Prayer. Studying. Studying should be on your everyday to-do list. What about those of you that have children teaching your children God's word? Teaching Bible lessons to your children at home and praying with your children at home. What about calling friends on the phone? We still have our phones. We still have access to talk to people. Use that access. Reach out to others. And then we have texting that we all can do, most everyone. And if you can't text and you don't have a phone, what's left? Write a letter. Something that hardly any of us do anymore. But something that would be very beneficial to others and to ourselves to write a letter. There is so much we can do while we wait. Because waiting doesn't mean not doing anything. It means be wise. Be wise in the situation that you're in. God will help you. He is your shield. He will be your protector. And going on to Psalms 91 and reading verses 4 through 6. Psalm 91, reading verses 4 through 6. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence, or you want to put in there the pestilence, which is the coronavirus, that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. His truth protects you. Don't be afraid of this pestilence. Don't be afraid of this virus, because God is your shield. He is your help. He is with you every single day and every single minute. You have access to him. A shield means protection, protection. And we all need to use that protection in this world that we live in. Don't be afraid, as it says in verse 5 in Psalm 91. They had pestilences in their day also, Old Testament. And we continue to have pestilence today in the world that we live in. So don't be so surprised either, because God does warn his people through his word to look for these things. That's why we know what a pestilence is. We have studied this before, but God is bringing it all to our remembrance once again so that we can be prepared and ready at all times, not just when the coronavirus or whatever virus comes into our world. Be prepared, God's people, because he gives you all the tools you need to be prepared. Turn to Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 5. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 5. Every word of God is pure. Every word of God is pure. And this word pure means, once again, tried and proven by God. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. He, once again, is your shield if you trust in him. And you learn how to do that by walking each day, studying and praying each day, putting him on your to-do list each day. Trust him. He will be that shield for you. So turning back to 2 Samuel 22, and now we're at verse 32. For who is God save the Lord? And who is a rock save our God? Now we all know and understand that God is our rock. He is our rock through all of our lives, difficult or easy. God is that rock for each and every one of us if we trust him and use him in our daily lives. It all goes hand in hand. So turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 2. And just one verse scripture here. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 2. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. I love the song we sing, He is Jesus my rock, Jesus my rock. God is our rock through all of our times in our life, and you can stand on that solid rock. That rock is not going to break and crumble and fall through all your trials and tribulations. You can trust your God, stand on that rock, and use Him as your shield. Turning back to 2 Samuel, chapter 22, and we're now on verse 33. God is my strength and power. Don't we need that in this difficult time we're living in? God is my strength and power, and He maketh my way perfect. Once again, there's that word perfect that Jesus said we're to be. Perfect, but we know and understand from His word how we can be perfect in God's eyes. In God's eyes. So God is my strength and power. He makes you perfect. He makes you complete and whole through His Spirit, through His word. Turn with me to the New Testament, into Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 21. Hebrews 13, 21. Make you perfect. Once again, this perfect word here means complete. God wants you complete and whole. Make you perfect in every good work to do His will. Now think about that. He makes you perfect. He makes you a whole person. He makes you complete in Him so that you can do good works for His will. So your life can be for Him. Working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So He makes you perfect so that you can work for Him. You can reach out to others. You can let your light shine as He shines His light in your life for every step of the way that you're going to take. He is there for you. He completes you through His Spirit. He completes you. He fills that spot that only God can fill. He fills that spot that 40-some years ago I tried everything in this life to fill that spot with. Money, cars, homes, vacations, concerts, sports. Nothing filled that spot until I was filled with the Holy Spirit of God, just as it teaches and says in Acts, the second chapter. Only God completes you and makes you whole through His Spirit. Turning back to 2 Samuel, chapter 22, our last verse of scripture to look at on how these scriptures help us to deal with difficult times. Verse 34, He maketh my feet like hinds' feet and setteth me upon my high places. My high places, my hinds' feet. What is that? Hinds' feet is like a deer. Nimble, swift, always ahead. Sees you, danger, it goes. God's people have feet like hinds' feet, like a deer. He gives us the power to run this race. To run this race, not just as any animal, but as a deer that can jump over all obstacles, or as more than conquerors that can run through a troop, leap over that wall. Deers also can leap over walls. He gives us the power to run in this race and to stand on high places of victory in Jesus. Victory in Jesus. Even though we're quarantined, we have victories in Jesus every day. Every day. When you get up and you pray, you have a victory in Jesus. When you study, you have victory in Jesus. When you call someone and encourage them, uplift them, that's a victory in Jesus' name. So as we went through each verse of Scripture here, we see how each verse in God's Word can help you get through difficult times. We don't know how long these difficult times are going to last. Another month? 2 weeks? 2-3 months? We don't know. But we do know that each and every one of us can do our part one day at a time. Reach out to each other. Use your social media. Use it for God, not just for self, not just for what I'm doing today, what I ate today. Use it for God, because it's a great medium that can reach hundreds, thousands, maybe millions of people if it's used in the right way. Have you ever heard of a video going viral? What would you do if your video went viral and it was about God? It was about God's plan of salvation. Reach out to each other. Use your social media. Use your phone. Text. Once again, as I said, write a letter. Be there for each other with prayer. Prayer and positive words. Call someone on the phone. Pray with them over the phone. I've had people do that with me, and it's a beautiful experience. Knowing somebody is praying for you is very uplifting. Trust in God. Trust in God, and then He can be your shield. Trust in His Word, and that Word will light every path of the way. You will have victories in Jesus' name. And we will get through these difficult times together if we trust in God. If we trust in God. I just want to remind you that for updated church information, to go to our Apostolic Assembly of Jesus Christ Facebook page. There's information put on there as needed and updated as needed. So check that for information. And also our church website, which you listen to the teachings on at thebodyofjesus.org. Share these websites and this Facebook page with your friends and family. Tell them when we're having teaching time. Now you can go on at the scheduled time, listen to the teaching, study it, be prepared. So I encourage you to continue staying home following the guidelines that our government has set in. I encourage you to continue praying every day. One of the greatest tools you'll ever use from God, your prayers. Continue studying God's Word every day. It should be on your to-do list. And continue all in Jesus' name. And we will get together again at our next teaching time, Sunday, 1 p.m. So go to the church website, and listen to that teaching. These teachings from the Word of God are your spiritual food, which you need as much as you need more. You need it more than natural food. So don't set that aside. Make that a priority in your to-do list. And we'll continue to pray together. And we will continue to pray for one another, each one of us, wherever we're at. And we'll one day gather back together and worship together. But now we worship in our homes and we pray in our homes for one another and the world, because the world needs our prayers. Amen. And I'll close with that.